The sulfur springs are located in the town of Sufre and are the result of a major volcanic eruption which took place approximately 40,000 years ago, while the last minor eruption was in 1780. The earliest inhabitants of St. Lucia, the Caribs, and the Arawaks revered several landforms such as the pitons and the sulfur springs. A local historian, Robert DeVoe, posits the view that the Arawaks believed the spirit of their gods slept in the boiling springs of the sulfur springs. The Caribs, on the other hand, viewed the sulfur springs as a god and worshipped it by throwing in virgins to appease the god during periods of intense hydrothermal activity. For that reason, the area was known as Walibu, meaning at the place of death. In the 1970s, the St. Lucia government, with international assistance, embarked on a project to harness geothermal energy from the sulfur springs. The project was aborted due to abnormal geothermal activity and improper selection of piping material, which led to corrosion. In 2011, the project was restarted with the assistance of international agencies and is currently ongoing. Gabriel's Crater. This crater was named after a tour guide who got burned from jumping on the surface to show how hollow beneath was. He fell through and got second-degree burns from the waist down. Fortunately, his injury was not life-threatening and has made a full recovery since, with barely any visible scars. The Sulphur Springs Park is approximately 45 hectares and is the hottest and most active geothermal area in the Lesser Antilles. The Sulphur Springs is one of the most popular attractions on the island. Visitors and locals alike frequent the therapeutic mud baths.